T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And let's get going here from our CBS Sports Radio studios in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My name is Andrew Filippone, the appropriately named Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio across North America on Sirius XM channel 206, heard worldwide, CBSSportsRadio.com, streaming there for free, and our radio.com app. Just download that and search CBS Sports Radio. I appreciate all the local affiliates. You're listening the old-fashioned way as you drive around on this Sunday on FM and AM carriers of the Pony Express on the weekend after the Super Bowl. And it's still a football weekend because of the XFL, and we will address that in a moment. I do want to give you the information you need to participate in the show. I had some topics today that I thought worked or were good for interaction. So we cleared up our guests. We opened it up. 4 hours of open form conversation, mediated, led by me, but also with the intent of including you at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. On Twitter, at the Pony Express, like the name of the show, P-O-N-I, spelled like the end of my last name. And we're on Twitter at CBS Sports Radio. Let me give you from some of the biggest names in the national football media. Let me give you some of the reactions, some of the knee-jerk reactions to the start of the XFL. The next game is an hour from now. Two games in the books, two more to go this opening weekend. Chris Collinsworth from NBC, Sunday Night Football. Quote, I like the XFL. Coaches I respect, big plays, fresh rules, and a professional broadcast. Chris Mortensen, NFL insider for ESPN on the XFL. Quote, it's promising. Michael Lombardi, former Browns GM, former Raiders GM, now in the national football media, saying, quote, count me in as an XFL watcher. Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio, quote, the XFL broadcast already showing just how much the NFL could do to make its games more compelling. Not universal, but just a sampling of how, not just at one network or one outlet, so many in the national football media are praising the XFL today. And I've warned you, if you've listened today, if you missed earlier in the show, I said, I'll repeat it for a new audience right now. The first rendition of the XFL back in 2001 had a gigantic opening weekend, buku ratings, huge ratings, did better ratings than the World Series, week one of the XFL on NBC the first time around. Alliance of American Football's debut just a year ago. Most of the critiques were fun, something new. At least it's football. At least it's more football. I'm getting that a lot on Twitter. You know, some are calling me a Debbie Downer because I'm not convinced the XFL is built to last. Like any new football league, people are curious. There's a novelty. There's a natural interest because we are a football-loving country. But after the first week, every time ratings went down, and not just inch down, they fell off precipitously. And so with new rules and cool uniforms, look, I don't think that's enough to keep America's attention. The XFL's second week of football will see a big rating slip. Now, how much will that deter? How much will that concern not only Vince McMahon, but also the network partners, ESPN, Fox Sports? Are they going to completely ignore the ratings? Are they going to turn a blind eye to what will probably be small crowds in stadiums? Are they going to suffer growing pains? Are they going to concede big financial losses? Because it's the long run with this league. I don't think so. Because no one else did. The other leagues that lasted tried to compete directly with the NFL and poach some of their players. Looks like the XFL has almost no interest in doing that. I like it from this perspective. It gives me something fresh to bet on. I like betting on football. It's a whole untapped market. I think because of that, there's some opportunity in there. And I'll follow it because I want to make money off it. But outside of that, you know, the novelty of new plays and gadgets and access to coaches and players, that won't be enough to hold my attention, and I don't think it'll be enough to hold America's attention either. That is my setup, though, for this. Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio. What is so, I think, contradictory and shocking to me is right now, in the moment, America's stance on the XFL. It's more football. We're football gluttons. Give us more football, even if it's minor league football. That seems to be the common, most prevalent thought that's been put out there by the national football media and by a lot of fans, American sports fans today. At least it's football. Give us more football. That's what we crave. That's what we love. What I think is a direct contradiction to that point is this article I have in my hand, which I for the life of me, don't know how people reconcile this contradiction. This is from Mike Florio over at Pro Football Talk. He writes, poll shows strong fan opposition to 17-game NFL season. Florio goes on to say in this article, a Twitter poll, which is not the most scientific, but still, a Twitter poll posted on the Pro Football Talk account generated more than 56,000 votes, with more than 62% of those who responded saying they don't want a 17-game season. 38% were in favor of the expansion of the season from 16 games to 17 games. Here's what I don't understand. And if you are following Pro Football Talk on Twitter, I think you are inherently a rabid football fan. You want football news and information. You are deeply invested in football, in the NFL. I can't for the life of me figure this out. People want the XFL. They want more mediocre football. They want more bad football. And they don't want more NFL football. They want the same amount, even though there's an opportunity for fans to get more with this new CBA. What fans, I think, really love is the NFL. They don't, and college football, because they're seen as the gold standard. College football for amateur players, the NFL for professional players. And everything else is typically seen as a waste of time. So what I don't get is, if the NFL extended its season to 17 games, instead of pretending that we have interest in things like the DC Defenders playing the Seattle Dragons, what we could be doing right now is getting ready for a Super Bowl. Because we had a full extra week of NFL games. More games that we care about, more games that we want to watch, more games that we want to go tailgate for, more games that we want to spend money on to see in person, more games that we want to spend an entire afternoon and night on our couch watching, more games, a full week of games that we want for our fantasy teams, daily and season long. Another week of football to bet on, to gamble on. In football, we actually want to gamble on and watch. Why would the fan be opposed to a 17-game schedule? I get why. Players don't want it. They have to put their bodies on the line. They have to think about their own long-term futures, their lives after football. You, the consumer, do not have to worry about that. You are watching the NFL not because you are concerned about where, I don't know, you're not concerned about where Daniel Jones is going to be in 40 years. You're watching to be entertained. Entertained. I don't know about you, but I am more entertained by the NFL than any other version of football. So if they are offering me more, I'll take it. Why would 62% of Americans who responded to a Pro Football Talk poll asking, do you want a 17-game schedule, why would 62% say no? Did a bunch of current and former players and agents populate this poll and vote? Skew the results? Corrupt the numbers? Pete Prisco, CBSSports.com, longtime NFL writer, quote, the XFL is football, and that's a good thing. Yeah, it is a good thing, I guess. You know what's even, you know what's a better thing? More NFL football. And if the idea here is they're going to replace bad NFL football, the preseason, with more real football, then please, somebody direct me and show me where to sign up for that. I do not get why fans would want 16 games when there is the opportunity for a full week of extra football. That's another Sunday on the couch. That's another Sunday where you put off your real responsibilities in life because you tell the other people who are nagging you to do chores or get other things done that you have a game to watch. And not some made up, well, honey, you didn't know I've always been a New York Guardians fan. No, like, actual, honest-to-goodness, real NFL games. Why wouldn't you want that? What is the fan argument against a 17-game schedule? That all of a sudden fans find... that all of a sudden fans find their heart and find their conscience and were like, you know what, it's actually not good for their health, so I'm opposed to it. Since when did that matter to us? The great unwashed. The fans who love big hits and big collisions and the violence of football and the betting and the fantasy and everything that comes with it. I cannot reconcile this. Fans, on one hand, talking about how the XFL is great because it gives us more football, and then out of the other side of their mouth saying, but I'm opposed to a 17-game NFL season. Why? Because you're in a rush, you're in a hurry to watch the Seattle Dragons and the DC Defenders? Somebody has to explain this to me, because honestly, I'm not claiming to be Ivy League educated. I'm not a Mensa member. I think I'm lucid enough and intelligent enough where the network heads at CBS Sports Radio trust me to do this show for 4 hours a week. And so they clearly don't think that I'm a complete moron. But on this issue, I'm nonplussed. I have no idea. I have no idea why. I can't figure out the logic here. Fans, giddy, excited, bullish on the XFL. Next story that crosses my desk. Fans don't want 17 NFL games. Why? What is the fan argument against a 17-game NFL season? Tell me why it's a bad idea for us. Not for Richard Sherman. Not for Ben Roethlisberger, not for Tom Brady. Tell me why it's bad for us, the consumer, 17 games. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Would you say you are among the 62% of Americans who responded to a Pro Football Talk poll and said they would be adamantly against a 17-game NFL season? Not asking you personally to suit up and play 17 games, to play an extra game. Why you, the fan, would not want to see 17 games. Why are most football fans against this? Tell me. Enlighten me. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
Andrew Filipponi is back on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. You know, there are millions of Americans who have financed the home of their dreams with the help of Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, and they can help you too. It's Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. Listen to us on your smart speaker. You're in your car now, driving along, Sirius XM Channel 206, one of our local affiliates. If they drop out or you get out of your car, you can always tell Alexa, for example, to play CBS Sports Radio when you're home. Hopefully, the conversation will entertain you enough where you'll want to keep listening. And so that's a way that we've made it easier. It'd be cool if you sat in your car with the engine running in your driveway listening. But we know that's not the most functional or the best application of your time, let's say. So that's why we've made it easier for you to continue to listen wherever you are. And that's one of the things we do. Tell Alexa, boom, CBS Sports Radio. She says, okay. We come through loud and clear. Talking right now about the XFL's opening weekend and how historically these minor league football operations, these upstart leagues, they always do crazy ratings week one, and then people gradually tune out. Audience gets cut in half the second week, gets cut again by a half, so you're down to a quarter of your audience by the third week, and then little by little, you lose it. There's no crescendo. It almost never picks back up. That's what killed the AAF before the season was even over. That and money problems. You know, they've got backing now, the XFL, but let's see if they're still on board, and let's see if they still believe when the ratings aren't there. Let's see if ESPN and Fox are willing to lose money on year one. We don't know that yet. They're talking a big game. We'll see if they actually back it up. And so fans, you notice they're not saying they're smart. You're a discerning customer when it comes to sports. You know a bad product when you see it. What fans are saying today is, hey, it's not great, but it's football. Which I've got a lot of friends who say the same thing about pizza. You know, it's not great, but it's, you know, bad pizza beats no pizza. 2 o'clock in the morning, there's one place open, they deliver, beggars can't be choosers. That's the reaction I think that's the most rational reaction I've seen, the most rational positive reaction I've seen to the XFL. At least it's football. And so what I'm trying to figure out, and there's a Pro Football Talk poll that backs this up, why do so many fans want the XFL, and at the same time they're against adding an extra game to the NFL season? It would probably add an extra week. They'd go 18 weeks, two byes, 17 regular season games. They would get the Super Bowl the President's Day weekend. A lot of people would have President's Day off from work, which I think is, in the big picture, the grand scheme of things, exactly what the NFL wants. They want to get to that President's Day weekend so they can turn the day after the holiday, a day after the Super Bowl, into a national holiday. They've stole Sundays from the church. They'll steal President's Day from the federal government. They don't care. Why are football fans, people who love football, against a 17-game NFL regular season? Not everybody, but the majority. And if you count yourself among those people that want to see it stay at 16, tell me why. 855-212-4227. And that number is brought to you by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. Matthew is in South Carolina. He's on the Pony Express. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely for adding extra game, but the only reason I can think of that people might not want to change is the records there. They're so close. The single-season records, they're so close to being broken. You add one more game, you know, 50 touchdowns comes home, comes reason. Not the same, you know?
Okay, the way the game is played, there's no way to compare. First of all, in the 70s, they played 14 games and went to 16, so that genie's already out of the bottle. That toothpaste is already out of the tube. And, you know, there's no way for, say, Fran Tarkenton's career or Roger Staubach's passing stats to hold up against today's quarterbacks because the game is played so differently. And right. and so those guys lost all their records from the earlier era of football. So if Drew Brees and Tom Brady have their records broken because quarterbacks in the next generation are playing an extra game, thank you. I appreciate your call, but that should not be – I don't think baseball records are canonized and celebrated the same way as, let's say – I don't think football records are looked at and viewed upon that way the same way – baseball records are. Very few people look at just the numbers and say, okay, that makes the player the best passer of all time. Brees has the most passing yards and passing touchdowns, therefore he's the best quarterback of all time. No, no one says that. Not even the most ardent Saints fans would say that about him. When we celebrate the greatest NFL players of all time. They just did at the Super Bowl, the 100-year anniversary. Did they treat Emmitt Smith better than Jim Brown? Because Emmitt Smith is the all-time leading rusher? Of course not. Jerry Rice isn't regarded as the best wide receiver because he has all the receiving records. It's because those who watched him play will tell you, duh. He was the best to ever do it. We don't make these arguments about the best or the greatest of all time black and white with numbers. Here's Connor in Virginia on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Connor.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, before I get into the 17-week season thing real quick, I just want to put my two cents in on the XFL.
Yeah, go ahead.
I liked what I saw. I think it's – I told my friends the same thing when the AAF came out. If you like it how you like it, tune in next week because I agree with you that it's not the product that's going to fall off. It's the fan base. I mean, Vince McMahon's been in the entertainment business his whole life. I don't have any worries that this is going to fail. I think it, like you said, has to do with the fan base following behind it. So
well, then hold on. If you're worried that the fan base is going to fall off, then why is there no concern on your end that it's going to fail?
Well, again, it's the product. So Vince McMahon, like I said, has been doing entertainment and knows how that industry works. Obviously, he did it with professional wrestling.
Well, right. He did it with football once, and it failed miserably.
But it's a learning experience. Could you not say that? I mean, the league has changed so much in those 20 years since the XFL came out. And the big thing, especially with these previous years of fans being so upset of all the new changes, especially, you know, the officiating, Vince McMahon's basically saying, look, I think I know what the fans want. Here we go. This is what.
Well, he did that last time. He said they're basically it's the wussification of football. We're going to play a more violent game. We're going to feed into that appetite among football fans. And it worked temporarily, and then people recognized that it was minor league guys that either flamed out of the NFL or never made it to the NFL and stopped watching. And no number of pro wrestling tie-ins or loyalty to Vince McMahon as, you know, the P.T. Barnum of sports entertainment was enough to hold people's interest. And thank you for calling. I am hypothesizing that the same thing is going to happen here. I would love to see it succeed. Because in theory, it would give us more inventory. It would give us more product to talk about. A product that people like to consume, football. But it's hard when very few people know. Like, I've seen a big push to launch XFL fantasy football leagues. How the hell is that going to work? Well, outside of, like, the top 1% of fantasy nuts, I'd love to see it work, but the average football fan, are they going to put in the amount of research that's required to participate in an XFL fantasy draft? Hey, if you do, kudos to you, but I work in sports. I'm in the sports media. I don't even know how I would go about doing something like that. People like convenience. You do a fantasy football draft, they'll rank the players for you. You could go to the supermarket or drugstore and pick up a magazine that is going to tell you what to do. So I think the XFL, they're trying. This is smart. Their strategy is to try to appeal to the fantasy football fan and the sports gambler. It's maybe the only way it can work, and I'm still not convinced it will. So if you want to react to the XFL, you can, but I'm also tying it in to this idea that the American football fan does not want a 17-game NFL season. And I just don't get that contradiction, that fans want more football. They want crappier football, the XFL. Give me more. And at the same time, they don't want more NFL, which is the product they're addicted to and obsessed with. Figure that one out. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227 on Twitter, at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. Can follow us at CBS Sports Radio.
Andrew Filipponi is back on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. I think sometimes people get confused with our industry, with our business. There seems to be a fascination with the way we go about things. Are we told? Are we programmed? Do we have to be a cheerleader for something? Is it agenda driven by our bosses? And I'm very cynical. I'm skeptical. I think sometimes in sports we see that happen. I think when ESPN and Fox forge a relationship with the XFL, and then all of their employees come out and just rave about the product, you wonder if you're getting their honest opinions or if they were just told, hey, do us a solid here, brag about the XFL, talk about the XFL, try to generate a buzz so people will watch and people will spend money on it because they're our partners. I think, you know, the American sports fan is skeptical. They wonder about that. I can tell you that this show, I'm not doing any XFL reads. And so therefore, I'm giving you, I think, a very straight shooter's opinion on this operation, on this, you know, next attempt here, this latest attempt to find a niche, to be a football league that bridges football fans who are starved to, instead of going into hibernation, have games. Now, the NFL is always going to have the combine and free agency and the draft, but actual live games to keep you satisfied between the end of the Super Bowl and mini camp and training camp when NFL teams get back to work. And so in the past, these attempts have failed and really failed and flamed out miserably. And so one day of football is not enough to convince me that this attempt is going to work. Now, some people are talking about other hosts, and that's their prerogative. I'm not going to tell them how to do their job, or I'm not going to inform them or tell them what they need to say. What I don't believe categorically, I deny the idea that a couple of wrinkles on football's rules are going to get people to watch consistently. Because a kickoff and a point after, we're talking about 5 to 10 plays a game. In a 3-hour game, how many people are going to stay tuned for 5 to 10 plays? You don't have to anymore. If you really want to watch XFL kickoffs. You can probably get them in a highlighted video that's on some form of social media. You don't actually have to watch it live to consume that if you're really enchanted with the way they do kickoffs now. The access thing, where we hear coaches talking and players talking, the old XFL did that, and the Alliance of American Football did that last year too, and neither one of those worked. So I'm skeptical. Maybe it's natural in me to wonder if we had examples of other leagues like this working, then I would be more open-minded and I would be more optimistic. But I don't see those things. What I want is more NFL football, and the league wants a 17-game schedule. I totally get why the players are against it. What I'm trying to figure out is why so many fans are against 17 games. You guys are telling me today you want more football. That's why you like the XFL. Well, why wouldn't you like more NFL football? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Here's John in Pittsburgh. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, John.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Hey, man.
Okay, so, well, first let me preface this by saying I don't care about the XFL at all, and not the slightest, but I'm against the 17-game schedule. And for me, it's simply about oversaturation. I'm a big believer that all the sports are too long. I think hockey should cut 20 games. The NBA should cut 20 games. Baseball should cut like 30. For me, the NFL is the one sport that has a good, balanced schedule. 16 games works. It's perfect. I worry it's a slippery slope. You go to 17 games, and then we start talking about expanding the playoffs, and then we talk about going to 18 games in the next CBA. Like, to me, the NFL, I just think it has it right. I don't want oversaturation of football. I already think the NFL is starting to be oversaturated with the Thursday.
But how about this? Okay, how about this rebuttal, though? If you get 1 week of rest in a 16-game season, don't you think players would be better off if they got 2 weeks of rest in a 17-game season?
I think that would benefit the players, I suppose.
Okay, right. So that, I think, if it benefits the players, that might lead to a better product, and it's more product, but it also gives them more time to rest and recuperate from injuries. That's what I think the NFL wants to do, because they want to get the Super Bowl, the President's Day weekend, so people have Monday naturally off. That's their goal. That's where they're trying to get. And they need 2 weeks right now to get themselves there. They need 2 weeks. And I think the compromise, and thanks for listening, John, I appreciate it, especially in Pittsburgh. I'm broadcasting from our CBS Sports Radio studios in Pittsburgh today, so it's cool to hear somebody from my neck of the woods call in today. I think that's, I mean, the real compromise is going to be they're going to give the players more money. That's what's going to speak the loudest to them. That's going to be the biggest selling point. But 2 weeks of 2 weeks of rest, 18, if you go 19 weeks, 17 games. 19 weeks of football, 17-game schedule spread out over 19 weeks. I think that's what the NFL is trying to do, and I think that they could coax the players into having an extra vacation during the regular season. I think a lot of them would probably sign up for that. That's why you notice it now doesn't seem like it's a total non-starter. That the CBA deliberations and the CBA negotiations seem where the 17-game schedule is not the ultimate sticking point for players. But almost two-thirds of fans, when polled by Pro Football Talk, seem to be against it, and I'm not really sure why. Here's Robert in Pennsylvania on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Rob.
Good afternoon.
Hi there.
Well, getting to a couple of points that you brought up earlier, I would have to concur that the XFL is essentially a bat joke to all football fans.
It's the preseason with a few more bells and whistles, and the players probably care more about the final score, and the coaches do, than they do in the NFL preseason, which is exactly what the NFL is trying to get rid of. They want less exhibition football and more meaningful football.
Absolutely. Secondly, I believe that an expansion of the NFL season is a very good idea.
Why is that?
Well, it would be a few more weeks for football addicts such as myself.
Sure, and that. Thank you, Robert. I got more people to get to, and I don't want to take up everybody's time here and just monopolize it on you. Yeah, I mean, I'm not the same as you. I'm not football obsessed. I'm not a football addict in that any kind of football is fine by me. No, I have preference. I want a certain quality. And I'm not convinced that the XFL is going to be able to do that and sustain that, to give people the quality that they demand and deserve. Here's Nicholas in Indianapolis on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Nick. Nick, yeah, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, how are you today?
Hi there.
So the reason I am against the 17-game NFL schedule is the beautiful symmetry they have right now with 16 games. Because you play your division opponents twice each season, that's six. You play an NFC and an AFC division to bring you to 14. And then you play two more against the other two divisions in your conference, same place finisher. Brings you to a nice even 16.
Okay. That's it.
I'm wondering, well, where do you get 17 from then? Do you play an extra division opponent? Do you get an extra non-conference opponent? Where do you
How about a non-conference rivalry game?
So a few years ago, like Colts and Patriots, or
maybe, yeah, something like that.
Now,
it doesn't have to be the same. It doesn't always have to be regional. It would help if it did. It would be nice if the Giants played the Jets every year and it wasn't the third exhibition game. Thanks for listening. Play it at a neutral site. I think that's one way to do it. I have not seen what the NFL proposes in terms of what the 17th game would look like, but that would be my intuition tells me that it's something that is going to be extremely fan-friendly, and it's going to be something that fans would like, but they're not getting right now. I told you already, I'm in Pittsburgh. Maybe that's the Steelers play the Eagles at a neutral site every year. And in the years where the Steelers or the Eagles, you know, their divisions are supposed to play, all right, well, in those years, they play each other twice. So you'd still get every 4 years, fans in Philly or fans in Pittsburgh would get the chance in their stadiums to see those two teams play. But anyways, we've run out of time, and it went fast because you guys did a great job helping me out. We'll be back again next week, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. The Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.